Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. 8 a.m. Friday, looking like waist to chest with a couple lucky bigger sets out there, mostly windswell with a little background bump from Tammy. Now, Jacksonville area is going to be riding kind of north side of this frontal boundary, so expect those onshore winds, but a lot more manageable. For Saturday, the surf is going to build a little bit. I'm seeing possibility for overhead sets in the right spots, but again, these strong onshore winds are just going to keep things choppy. If you're looking to catch a wave, that Jacksonville Beach area is still going to be your best bet. Looks like the morning conditions are going to be best, but still, overall, just not as strong onshore winds up there. Now, that's going to be true for Sunday as well. Size is going to drop off a little bit, and like I said, those onshore winds are going to stick around, but again, Jacksonville, definitely on the weaker side of the onshore winds. Looking ahead, surf is going to be dropping off for the beginning of the week. Those pesky onshore winds are going to be sticking around, but they're not going to be quite as strong for north of the Cape. Now, south of the Cape, we're still looking at pretty brisk conditions. Now, on Wednesday, it looks like we're going to get a little nor'easter type situation coming in as the winds pick up like crazy out of the north, and that's going to be driving up the wind swell. So I'll be back on Monday to let you guys know exactly what that's going to do. And until then, be sure to check the cams. It's going to be the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everyone, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.